John Adams played a pivotal role in the creation of the United States, and more than any of the other founders, his story is recorded in his private letters. Adams and his wife Abigail wrote to one another in intimate detail throughout the Revolutionary War and the first years of the new nation. WGBH's Andrea Smardon follows the correspondence of this remarkable couple in our series, John and Abigail Adams, Private Letters, Public Legacy. In this episode, Abigail requests that her husband remember the ladies.
It was March 31st, 1776, when Abigail Adams sat down to write the words that she would be most known for. The British had just evacuated Boston, and John Adams was pushing Congress to declare independence. Abigail wrote to John, "I long to hear that you have declared an independency." Then she raised the subject of women's rights.
"And by the way, in the new code of laws, which I suppose it will be necessary for you to make, I desire you would remember the ladies and be more generous and favorable to them than your ancestors."
Journalist and early women's history expert Cokie Roberts reading the words of Abigail Adams.
"Do not put such unlimited power into the hands of husbands. Remember, all men would be tyrants if they could. If particular care and attention is not paid to the ladies, we are determined to foment a rebellion and will not hold ourselves bound by any laws in which we have no voice or representation."
"As to your extraordinary code of laws, I cannot but laugh."
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick reading John Adams' reply at the Massachusetts Historical Society, recorded by C-SPAN.
"We have been told that our struggle has loosened the bands of government everywhere, that children and apprentices were disobedient, that schools and colleges were grown turbulent, that Indians slighted their guardians and Negroes grew insolent to their masters. But your letter was the first intimation that another tribe, more numerous and powerful than all the rest, were grown discontented."
You know, he's teasing her.
Once again, Cokie Roberts.
And then he does the age-old put-down, which is, you know, men continue to do this put-down in the 21st century, which is, "Oh, you women don't really need power. You've got the real power." And he says it this way: "We know better than to repeal our masculine systems. Although they are in full force, you know they are little more than theory. And in practice, you know we are the subjects. We have only the name of masters. And rather than give up this, which would completely subject us to the despotism of the petticoat, I hope General Washington and all our brave heroes would fight." Very funny.
John Adams' biographer, David McCullough, says Abigail Adams' letter is usually taken out of its historical context.
She is saying to him, "Remember the ladies." And she means that. But she's not saying that in the terms of present-day feminism. She says, "Remember the ladies. Remember, all men would be tyrants if they could." It's not her line. She's quoting a line from a poem that they both knew and loved, a poem by Daniel Defoe. So that line wasn't written by a woman, it was written by a man. "Remember, all men would be tyrants if they could."
And in this context of 18th century letters, according to McCullough, John Adams' response isn't so out of line.
It's like a verbal minuet, if you will. And if you look at his letters of how he's responding, if this is the way the dance step goes. So he's not being in any way dismissive or cold about it, in my view.
Regardless of how you read John Adams' response to his wife, he did not pass on her request to remember the ladies in Congress. There would be no legal protections for American women in Abigail Adams' lifetime, but her phrase, "remember the ladies," would be used by suffragettes and women's rights advocates into the 20th century. Adams' words, written in a private letter, would become a public rallying cry for generations to come. In Boston, I'm Andrea Smardon.
Our series is produced by WGBH with Murray Street Productions and Grand Central Marketing. Original interviews by David Darcy. Support for John and Abigail Adams, Private Letters, Public Legacy comes from HBO, presenting the miniseries John Adams, beginning March 16th. Find the series on the web at wgbh.org/letters and get more information at murraystreet.com.